Recently, a sold-out crowd packed the First Parish in Cambridge, Massachusetts for a Harvard Books event.
Please join me in welcoming Robin Young and Angie Thomas.
Believe me, that rapturous ovation was not for me. It was for 29-year-old young adult author Angie Thomas, a former small-time rapper from Mississippi who was inspired by the Black Lives Matter movement to write. Her first novel, The Hate U Give, or Thug, was the subject of an epic publishing house bidding war. It debuted at number one on the New York Times best-selling YA list the day it came out a year ago, a film version just wrapped, and on this day, when we spoke earlier this month, that movie had also become the subject of headlines.
Okay, is everybody still celebrating Angie Thomas Appreciation Day?
Let's explain. The book, The Hate U Give, and the film tell the story of Star, a young black teen who witnesses the police shooting of her unarmed, innocent friend. With the help of family and her white boyfriend, Star becomes an activist. Now, in the film, the white boyfriend was supposed to be played by Kean Lawley, but he was fired after his racist videos, including the N-word, were discovered. His fans then turned on Angie, who's involved with the film but had nothing to do with the firing. Her fans then rallied behind her with the hashtag Angie Thomas Appreciation Day.
That must have been really hard.
It was. I was, of course, severely disappointed.
In him.
That word has a lot of power, you know. Sometimes people tell you, oh, it's just a word. No, it's not just a word. But I am grateful for the support. Seeing that hashtag trend had me in tears.
And a lot of this was Black Twitter.
Black Twitter is a thing. It's not a website. For those who go on the internet searching, where is Black Twitter? If you're not in it, you don't get it. Okay.
This room is filled with mother-daughter book clubs, high school English classes, black, white, brown. In just 1 year, Angie has become their oracle. Her book tells how Star, who lives in a violent inner-city black neighborhood, is sent by her parents to a private white school in another town because they want to protect her.
And this begins her Olympic-level gymnastic moves, trying to straddle two worlds and code switch, you know, while she does it.
I think to an extent for a lot of us African-Americans, code switching is often, it feels like a survival tactic. If I came up here and I was speaking a certain way, you may assume that I'm ignorant just because of that. I'm code switching right now. But Star's story and living in those two different worlds is definitely something that I connected with because I went to a mostly white, upper-class, private Christian college in conservative Mississippi while living in the hood. What I say about my classmates, you may be this person, and if it is, I'm not shading you. I'm just saying this is who they were. They're those Christians who say, I love Jesus, but I don't want anyone to have any rights. So I had to be two different people in two very different worlds. I often tell people I would leave my house playing Tupac, and by the time I got to my school, I was playing the Jonas Brothers, Do Not Judge Me. I had to figure out who I was, where I was, at least I thought I did. Eventually, I got to the point where I said, you know what? If people can accept me as I am, I don't need them in my life.
And Star goes through that.
Yes.
Well, but before she does, she's exhausted.
Mm-hmm.
And also, she's not able to share these incredible, powerful things that are happening to her. I mean, the fact that she's in a car when her friend is shot and killed, an unarmed young man shot and killed by a police officer, it was so difficult to read that she would then go back to school with these best friends and never tell them. That happens.
Yeah, absolutely. There were things that I went through while I was in college that I would not share with my classmates because I was afraid that they would see me as, oh, that's the poor black girl from the hood. While I was in college, my mom lost her job, which was devastating for my family. That was my big tragedy, and plug, that's actually a basis for my second book, but we won't get into that right now. Anyway, I think in Star's case, she's afraid, too, if I expose this part of myself, all of a sudden they're going to look at me in a different light. And all of this work that I've put in to show them this Star will be for nothing. And I think young people have to get to the point where you realize if there's a friend in your life and you have to question whether you can trust them with the hardest things in part of you, maybe that's not your friend.
Why did you give her a white boyfriend?
Oh, that's a good question. And you know, I get asked that question a lot, and it usually comes from older black women. With the character of Chris, I wanted to show what a real ally looks like. And Chris learns to do something that is so important for an ally to do. That's listen.
One of the things that ignited this story was actually the Fruitvale killing.
Yeah, Oscar Grant.
This was in the San Francisco BART train station.
Yes.
There'd been a report of a ruckus, and so he and some others were pulled off, and they were seated on the ground, and everyone on the train was like, why do you have them there?
Right.
And then the officer just pulls his gun out and shoots and kills him, and the officer said he thought he was pulling his taser out.
Right. I was inspired because I was in college when that happened, and I was being those two different people in those two different worlds like Star, and I'm hearing two very different conversations about Oscar Grant. In my neighborhood, he was one of us. Oscar was an ex-con, but he was turning his life around. I knew guys just like him. But at my school, well, maybe he deserved it. He was an ex-con. Why are people so upset? He should have just done what they said. I was angry. I was frustrated. I was hurt. So it was actually the frustration and the anger and the pain that led me to write the short story that later became The Hate U Give. I really wanted people to look at young black men in a different light. And that one word, thug, because so many people look at the book title, it spells out the word thug. That word is so often used to describe young black men. And I wanted people to look at that word in a different way.
We'll talk about Tupac.
Yes, that came from Tupac Shakur and his Thug Life tattoo. It stood for the hate you give little infants F's everybody. I'm in church, so I won't curse. But he said that
it's Unitarian.
But he explained that as meaning that what society feeds into youth has a way of affecting us all. So that's a message I wanted to get across. And I wanted to tell young people that your voice matters. I remember as a teenager feeling like I was trapped a lot, wondering, okay, when is something going to happen to change my life? Or when will I get out of this circumstance? Or when will people stop seeing me just as the person who came from a neighborhood like this? And I think we have to start looking at young people and stop putting them in boxes. Yes, that young man may be walking down the street with his pants sagging, but that does not mean he wants your purse. He just needs a belt. Mm. So, that's it. And as a teenager, I hated reading. And if I were to tell teenage Angie that, surprise, you became an author, not a rapper, she'd be like, no, you know, that's impossible. What I love about being able to write books is that I get to say more than I ever could in 16 bars in a song. When I was a teen, the two big books, I hate to say it because they're always the go-to YA books. You know what they are. Say them with me. Twilight. And what else? The Hunger Games. But I connected with neither. I remember as a teenager, I'd go in the bookstore in the library and I'm looking at the books and it's always another white girl in distress. I'm like, how many problems do you have? You know? I have stuff that I'm going through. Where are the books for me, you know? So yes, I'm very surprised that I was able to write a book about a black girl who loves sneakers, a book that's based on something that Tupac Shakur said, and it's now become this big YA book and there are no vampires involved.
Well, you know, some would say that you don't need a vampire because you got the gang that's right around the corner.
Then the police.
Except Uncle Carlos.
Yeah.
Why did you go out of your way to make one of the most beloved people in Star's life a cop?
Carlos was my way of paying homage to a cousin of mine who was a cop. His name was William Gladney. He was the one who had the conversation with me that Star's parents had with her. He admitted some of his fellow officers abused their power, and he wanted me to be prepared. So he told me how to react if I was ever pulled over.
I love how many good men are in this book.
And I'll say what you can't say, good black men.
Okay.
But that was important. I had someone, they didn't mean it in a negative way. They were like, and oh my God, this is a black kid with a father. And I'm like, they do exist.
So is Angie the rapper here among us? Is she here?
Here's what I will say, and I will try to not say this and it sound creepy when I say it. Angie Thomas, the rapper, isn't here, but Breonna Jackson, the rapper, is here. 16-year-old Bree is the protagonist of my second book coming out in June called On the Come Up. Her life is changed when her mom loses her job, and suddenly food banks and shutoff notices become as normal as her and part of her life as beats and rhymes. Now she feels like she has to make it. So I say with The Hate U Give, Star's story is something that would have been sensationalized. But I also see Bree as a tragedy because these are the stories that happen every single day that nobody's talking about. Bree is what we call also a battle rapper. If you go on YouTube, there are battle rapping circuits. And it's hard because it's off the top of your head. I will give you a little preview of Brianna and her voice so that you can see what kind of skills this girl has. No fallacies or spit melodies causing fatalities and do it casually damaging rappers without bandaging or managing my own label, my own salary, and actually, factually, there's no MC that's as bad as me.
Oh. Oh. Young adult sensation Angie Thomas. Her bestseller is The Hate U Give. The film comes out later this year. We've posted the full video of our entire Harvard Books talk, including great questions from that great audience. It's at hereandnow.org.